Danny Wallace. Radio
X. Well, hello and welcome to another podcast from your important broadcast. Now, for the past couple of weeks, we have been enjoying a little bit of space, haven't we, Joe?
Sans Ferdinando.
We had Jules from rentafriend.com. Lovely Jules. It's just been great to get to know listeners a bit more as well, kind of because we've had that space.
Room to breathe.
Room to breathe, room to think.
Yeah.
Positive feedback, people being supportive.
And crucially, I think lots of good fun.
Good fun.
But no nonsense.
No bickering. Mm. No nonsense and no bickering. Anyway, Steve's back. Hi, Steve.
Hey, guys.
How are you? You're in Colombian national dress, I see.
Yep, I'm in Colombian national dress. Mm-hmm.
Describe it for the listener.
Yeah.
Describe it for the listener. Oh, it's very colourful.
Yeah.
Is it?
Got big pants on.
What's the, why just the one washing up glove?
Well, over there, they only wash up with one glove.
Sure.
Although, you know, actually, interesting, over there, they, if you order chicken wings, they give you little plastic gloves to wear.
I've seen things like that.
It's
because,
horrible.
Oh, don't slate a culture. We are going to give you lots of information. About seagulls, for example, about Chinese criminals, about what we had for dinner every night, and about Colombia. You know so much about Colombia now.
Colombia, yeah, it's actually pronounced Colombia.
Is it?
Yeah, that's actually how you say it.
Say it again.
Colombia.
Say it again louder.
Colombia.
Okay, really enunciate it so I get it.
You actually, if you're doing it properly, you can't do it any louder than that.
Consider me told. And we're going to find out what various strangers' mothers are called. But all after this. It's a clip chosen, as usual, by a listener. This one is from Irish Polly, who is from the Polytechnic of Ireland. Radio X. So, he's back, is he?
He is. He's back.
Old Lady Muck is back, is she?
She certainly is. The old trouble and strife has returned.
He who must be ignored.
Dum Dum the Noodle Bear.
The War Office. The Ministry of Nonsense. Captain Eye Candy. Grass Muncher 2000.
Old Peculiar. Yeah. The Billericay Nitwit. Falco. Yeah. Jambly. The Grammar Prat.
Stink Nugget. Bobby Oddball. The Parisian Strangler. Ahmed.
Boom Boom. Wah Wah. Yeah. Little Stevie Strudel Bear.
Oh, God, sorry, you mean Steve?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant someone else. Yeah, I remember Steve. Did he at least bring us a present?
Right here.
Ooh.
Colombian coffee beans,
ooh,
Colombian football top,
nice.
16 Colombian ceramics,
wow,
and this big suitcase, which, if you just bend the back of it off, he's used it to keep what I assume is Colombian talcum powder.
Hmm. Where's he been again?
Pakistan.
Joe, are you sure that's talcum powder?
I'll give it a sniff.
No, don't. Radio
X. Danny Wallace.
Ocean colour scene. Day we caught the train. Great to hear that. The best of British, eh? And now let's get the best of British broadcasting with your important broadcast. Radio X. That might be putting it a bit strongly.
I don't know
either. Steve's back, everybody. Steve Ferdinando, get into the music.
Get into the music, guys.
Get into the music, Joseph.
Get into the music, everyone.
Get into the music, everybody. It's, of course, Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all the mums out there. Or as we call it in my house, Appraisal Day.
Oh, do you?
We use it as a sort of appraisal day.
That sounds fun.
Yeah. So I took everyone out for a bit of lunch yesterday because I'm obviously here right now. And we just go around the table. And I asked the children to, give their mum, you know, a compliment, something that they like. But then they also have to give an example of something that she could improve on.
She's an understanding woman, your wife,
yeah,
isn't she?
And it's great. We just go around, so, you know, bolster the confidence. But there is room for improvement. You know,
yeah, it's good.
There's work to do.
Is there like a little report card system?
Or? There should be. Maybe we'll do that.
What grade did she get?
It's just oral feedback at the moment. We're not sort of... I mean, maybe we should formalise it.
I think you should, yeah, definitely. It's it's a great idea. I never really thought of Mother's Day as like a report day.
No, it's just good to get some feedback, I think. You know, not just blind praise.
Yeah,
if
you're right.
If you formalise it, you could get the year on year as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Start plotting these things out in graphs, you know.
Yes, you had a good Q3, but towards the December months, you were really distracted.
Yeah, my daughter found my one strength that my mother has, that her mother has brought to the table is hugging. But my son thinks there is still work to do within the sort of the elements of catering. Let's put it that way.
Oh, your son's savage.
So we'll be celebrating mothers a bit later on, but also, we'll be celebrating what we're calling bad mothers. Okay, not too bad. For goodness sakes, please don't give us horrifying stories. But you know, you try your best, and sometimes, you know, you might make a mistake. You're still a good person. You're still a great mum. But we'll be doing a bit of bad mothers a bit later on. But we should welcome back Steve. You've been in Colombia.
I have, yeah.
How did you enjoy it?
I did. It's very nice. Very nice people. Nice food. Very hot. I did get shot at once.
I'm sorry, what?
Well, I wasn't directly shot at, but there was definitely some gunfire happening.
This is one of those Steve stories where it starts with the headline.
Yeah.
And then he works his way down from there.
Well, I'm a journalist, less impressive. You heard gunfire.
Well, we were doing a tour of like a kind of like one of the rough neighbourhoods, and they kind of tell you about the city and the history through these tours. And as we're walking around, I was looking at there's lots of like great graffiti and stuff, and I was like, wow, it's meant to be dangerous, but I feel so safe. And then there's like bang, 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 bang. I was like, ah. And then the tour guide was like, if you could all just go stand in the shops, please, for a minute.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we had to go. And I was like, get out of my way.
But at least you did a tour, you know. I'd assumed you wouldn't be learning anything out there. But clearly you've learned a lot about Colombia.
I have, yeah. It's great.
So, on that note, what is the official name of Colombia?
Oh, it's Colombia, isn't it?
Well, the official name.
The official name on paper.
Of the place you've just been for, two, 3 weeks?
I would say it's probably the state of Colombia.
It's the Republic of Colombia.
Oh, yeah.
It shares a land border with 5 countries. What are 2 of them?
2 of them? You'd have Peru and Venezuela.
Absolutely. Could have had Brazil, Ecuador and Panama. It's also, am I right in thinking that it's the only country in South America that has a coastline on both the Pacific and... Oh, I can't remember the other one. What would that be?
The Atlantic.
It's the Caribbean.
I knew that.
Well, good. Well done, Steve. Almost impressive. You had a vague idea where you've been.
It's annoying as well because I spent the whole time going, yeah, just going up to the Caribbean coast, mate.
Danny Wallace. Radio X.
10 tons. Lucy. One of our great expectations for 2019, 10 tons. We saw him at the garage, didn't we?
Yeah, we did, yeah.
Very good.
What did you think of that song?
I loved it.
Oh, good.
I loved it as much as I would love it if my name was Lucy. And that is the high... And I say that about all records.
Yeah.
Always have, always will. So it's Mother's Day, appraisal day. And we're soliciting for your texts at the moment. 83936. Are you a mum who, you know, sometimes makes mistakes? What's the worst mistake you've made as a mum? Perhaps you've got away with it. How's Geraldine as a mother these days?
Yeah, she's all right. She's a bit... She's a pretty bad mum.
Level 2, level 1?
She's definitely... she's at 2.
Level 2, but with a bit of hard work.
Bit of hard work. She can maybe push up to a 3.
Good.
She did once feed me bleach as a child.
I am sorry, what?
Yeah, it's an old Ferdinando classic anecdote where she just says that once she fed me bleach by accident.
By accident is the key word that I was looking for there. Now, she's a qualified registered nurse.
I know, it's weird. And she's always like, I didn't mean to, and I had to call up your dad saying I've killed the baby.
blimey, all right. Let's keep it light, Steve.
But I've never figured out how you could mistake bleach and milk. Like, they're two very different things, aren't they?
Yes, they are, Steve.
Remember when we sort of discussed this story and we sort of said it's sort of fairly light-hearted,
It seemed like your story was going to be a bit lighter than this.
It's light. I'm still here.
Yeah.
Mine was just the fact that I couldn't keep chocolate in the fridge as a kid because my mum said, look, it's up to you. You can keep it in the fridge, but I will eat it.
That's what I'm looking for.
That's a little bit more on the level we were thinking.
That's what we're going for there, Steve.
Right, right. My apologies.
That kind of knockabout sort of, you know...
Sorry, I misjudged this.
You certainly did. A harrowing story from your youth. So ignore, please ignore anything Steve has said, and instead let's focus on the knockabout quality of Joe Attiwell's light-hearted story about bad mothering. 83936. Are you a bad, but not as bad as Geraldine, mother? 83936, and we'll get your text after this.
This is Radio Danny Wallace.
Mitch has texted in, everybody, just to say, hi, Danny. I'm just popping out. See you in a bit. He's going to be rejoining us a bit later on.
Okay,
all
great.
Good, Mitch. We're on till one, so we'll let us know when you're back. So we've been asking you for your bad mother's story. Are you a bad mother? Did your mum do something a bit dodgy? It's the best way to celebrate Mothering Sunday, isn't it? So let's dive into your texts. Bad mothers. Oh, and such lovely stories as well. You know, confirmed senior listener, Jez.
Yeah.
He's a hard worker, isn't he?
Hard worker,
he
yeah.
was working hard one Christmas, wasn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
Christmas Day of all days.
Really, working hard on Christmas Day.
And do you know what he wanted to do? He wanted to go back and have his Christmas dinner, didn't he?
Mm.
You know what Teresa did, his mum?
Oh, what?
Well, she completely forgot to save him some Christmas dinner.
Oh. Teresa!
And Jez says, I remind the crone annually of this terrible parenting.
It's not very kind, Jez.
Anonymous says, one year, rushing in the morning, we were cleaning our teeth together at the sink. My five-year-old son bent his head forward as I spat a big blob of white foam. To this day, he still says, do you remember when you spat toothpaste on my head? He's 38.
You didn't mean it.
No. Vic says, my kid's school did a funny face day for comic relief, and I drew huge eyebrows and a great big curly moustache and a little beard on my poor daughter with an eyebrow marker. Nice, isn't it? It's fun.
That's nice.
I thought it'd wash off easily at the end of the day. It didn't. It took 3 days to go.
Oh, no.
This poor child walking around like a Guess Who character. A bad mother.
I've just remembered an absolute classic, I have to tell you.
Go on.
My mum always made my packed lunch to go to school, which quite was right. lovely of
lovely.
Her.
Lovely. What a lovely thing to do.
Years of doing it as well, yeah. every day.
Thankless task.
She was very busy one morning, and there were two sandwich bags in the fridge made from the night before. So yeah. she just popped one into my lunchbox. Unfortunately, that sandwich box, that sandwich bag contained just a block of cheese.
I think that's a good mother.
The dinner ladies had to give me a free school dinner that day because I didn't like cheese.
Oh man, surely there were letters to like child services as well.
The dinner ladies did have a word.
I bet.
Just give it some cheese.
It's not as bad as Sam, who says, my kid loves these veggie drinks that come in a can. I was in a rush one morning and I grabbed one out the fridge. Anyway, come lunchtime, he was sitting in the playground, wondering why he had a big can of craft beer. That's a bad mother. Sarah's a bad mother. Yeah. My kids still think that tuna is chicken, because they'll eat chicken, but they won't eat tuna. I don't know why. And when they ask what type of chicken it is, I have to tell them it's either white chicken or brown chicken, which they still think are the same things, even though one of them is just very cheap tuna. And it keeps going. There's loads of these bad mother stories. Shirley, this is the earliest dated one. In the early 60s, my mum sent 8-year-old me and my 6-year-old sister to school in a hurricane. The roof of the school had blown off. And a kind teacher had to escort us back home. Mum was mortified. Bad mothers, everybody. Well done.
Happy Mother's Day, everyone.
Happy Mother's Day. I'll give you some mum facts as well soon, but not before we've done this.
Radio X.
X.
Danny Wallace.
You know, we talk about bad mothers.
Oh, yeah.
And these little stories... I mean, you know, I'm not a mother. No. Never have been. Probably never will be.
Oh, don't say
that's
that.
My cross.
Don't
today.
Write yourself off.
Come on. But I'm a father. And I always remember this one day where my little boy was... I just heard this noise. Like, ah! Like, I ran into the bathroom. What's wrong? What's wrong? And he'd been sitting on the toilet. Okay. Mm-hmm. But he then wanted to get off the toilet. But he was too little to do that. I was going to come back and lift him off. But he thought, oh, yeah, I'll take the initiative. I'll do it. But as he'd done so... He had squashed elements of himself.
Oh no!
Well,
oh,
an element, dear. As on the toilet seat, and I was like, "You're right." And he has tears in his eyes, and he was like, "Ah!" Really in some pain, and I was like, "It's going to be all right." And then he did what he had traditionally done if he'd hurt himself. He went. Kiss it better.
Oh, no, Dan.
And I had to go, I can't.
Oh, Danny.
And he's going, kiss it, Bet. And I was going, I can't. And he's like, why?
Because that's how it works.
It's like,
it?
I really, just, no, there's limits.
Yeah, you can't really explain to him
no,
why.
No, because you get into a very different conversation with a little person.
This is so a story that he's really going to appreciate you having told this when he's 18.
He'll love it.
Oh, my God.
But obviously, you can't then explain why. So you just, it's essentially, he thinks you're just turning suddenly into a cruel father.
Yeah, he's like, what am I going to do?
Who's taken the magic away from the magic kiss. You know, if it hurt his elbow or it hurt his knee, kiss it better. But, you know, what limits.
What did you do?
I just let him walk it off.
Danny Wallace.
This is Radio
We are celebrating Mother's Day, appraisal day for lots of mothers. It's very good. You get feedback from your kids, work out how you're doing and where you can improve. But it's important also, isn't it, to celebrate all the good mums, the bad mums, all the mums in between. And I thought, Steve, it'd be interesting for you to get some mum facts. Would you like some mum facts?
I'd absolutely love some.
Hit some appropriate music. Well, I've done some research on mothers.
Great.
There are about 2 billion mothers in the world.
That's interesting.
Isn't that lovely?
That's really lovely.
Imagine them all together in a room.
It's a lot of mothers.
Lot of mothers. The mum with the most kids was Mrs. Fyodor Vasilyev of Russia. Mm. Between 1725 and 1765, she gave birth to 69 children.
Good grief.
That's me.
I'm not even sure that works out mathematically.
Yeah. Well, ask her. Take it up with her. Breast warmers are popular amongst mothers in Sweden.
Okay.
Oh.
Described as a cross between a baby elephant's ear and a 1980s shoulder pad, these pads are stuffed into a bra to keep a new mother's breasts warm.
Yeah, I can see it.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Swedes believe this will help increase milk flow and prevent blocked ducts.
Oh, great. That's lovely.
Arguable.
The African black eagle typically will lay 2 eggs. After they hatch, the mother will just feed one of the chicks.
Oh, not nice, Mom.
The other chick is usually disposed of through pecking.
Oh, God, that's awful.
Oh, that's lovely. Lovely mum story.
Lady hamsters may eat their babies if they feel threatened by them.
Oh, that's nice.
How horrible.
A mother koala will feed her baby in the early days her own, that's a delicate way of putting this, her own output.
Okay. So like us.
On the day after Mother's Day, so tomorrow, there is a dramatic increase in mothers signing up to, well, dodgy websites such as Ashley Madison.
Right.
It's said that unmet expectations from Mother's Day may be the reason for this surge. And that's mums, everybody.
That's mums.
That's mums.
That's lovely.
Did you know any of that?
I didn't know any of those things.
Well, I'm going to blow your mind then when we play Tell Me Something I Don't Know after this.
Radio X. Danny Wallace.
Radio X.
We're going to play Tell Me Something I Don't Know now, Steve. And I know that I've sort of, I don't know, inundated you with mum facts.
Mm.
The facts that you've brought to the table today, do they relate to mothers in any way?
No.
Why would they? Why would you think of that? Joe, yours?
Mine vaguely relate to the fact that it's Mother's Day.
That's nice. We have a vague link. While you've been away, Steve, we've been using listeners to deliver facts.
I heard.
It worked wonderfully.
Did it?
I mean, maybe it's the way to go with a lot of these features.
Possibly.
You know, cut out...
Include
the listeners.
Oh.
Cater to them and reflect their tastes.
That would be a big change.
It would be a big change. Let's just stick to what we know.
Radio X.
Tell me something I don't know.
Or not stick to what we know, but what we're about to know. Because we're going to go around the table. Each of us have brought 2 facts. Joe, why don't we start with you, seeing as it's Mothering Sunday.
Are you sure,
Steve? Not that you're a mother.
Well, like I say, my facts relate only...
tangentially.
To Mother's Day. So lots of flowers will be given today, won't they?
Loads.
You'd hope. Did you know that tulip bulbs can be substituted for onions in a recipe?
What?
Yeah.
So if you want to make an omelette with onions,
yeah,
but you don't have ready access to onions,
yeah,
you could just attack a tulip.
Tulip bulbs.
and it'll taste the same.
You could
say that about anything.
They can say,
if your car's broken down, you can replace the engine with a tulip bulb. Doesn't mean it'll work.
Well, I guess there must be a certain similarity and qualities that lend it to that use.
Okay, so...
Did you know that?
I did not know that.
I didn't know that.
2 points to me,
well
thank you.
Well done, Joe. Wow. Steve, what's your fact?
The last date that all living humans were together on Earth was November the 2nd, 2000. Since then, there's always been someone on board the International Space Station. So,
Oh, I see what you mean.
I didn't know the date, but I did know that.
Oh.
But no. But I'm going to let it go.
Are you?
Yes.
Okay. 2 points to Steve. In that case, I didn't know.
I didn't know that. I knew there was a moment in time. Do you know that now? You know when you write an email.
Yeah.
And someone's like, "What did you mean by that?"
Yeah.
And you go, "Well, I wasn't being sarcastic." And they're like, "Well, it seems like you are being sarcastic." And then you have a big fight.
Yeah, yeah.
This would have solved that problem. There was a guy called Paul Sack, and he invented the Sark Mark, which is a little doodle which is supposed to emphasise a sarcastic phrase, sentence, or message.
Oh.
So it didn't make it onto our keyboards. It does exist. But imagine if it were on our keyboards, we'd be able to go, "Oh, nice shoes, Steve. Sark mark." Then at least you know where you are. You don't just commit your life to buying those exact shoes for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good idea.
It is.
I can see why it didn't make it to the keyboard.
Yeah. It looks like a sort of at sign upside down with a dot in the middle. See that?
I didn't know that. I think you'd have to use it with care, wouldn't you?
You'd have to use it with great care. Hmm. Well done, me. Joe, you'll go.
Yeah, well done to you. 2 points.
No one else was going to say it.
It's Mother's Day, isn't it?
Yeah.
Lots of chocolate will be given today, won't it?
Oh, I mainly give tulip bulbs.
Well.
Because you can eat them after.
Did you know that M&Ms were created in 1941 as a way for soldiers to enjoy chocolate without it melting?
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah.
That's very good.
So they could
keep it in their combat pants.
They could keep it wherever they blooming well wanted.
I used the word pants there. I didn't mean like white, like attack Y fronts. I was reflecting the American nature of what we were talking about. Stephen, your second and final fact.
Did you guys know
that
the word bed in lowercase actually looks like a tiny little bed?
Yeah, I guess so.
That's my fact.
That's your fact.
I knew it in the sense that when you said it, yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, think about it.
Never go on University Challenge, because facts like that will not come up.
That's a great fact. That's the fact that people are going to remember that from this round.
No, minus two.
Everyone's writing the word bed now.
Well, I just did. I mean, it does look like a bed, but so what?
That's a fact.
Yeah, but by that reasoning, almost anything's a fact.
That's a fact. No one knew that.
No, you're not getting points.
No way.
I get points for that.
Nope. Absolutely not. The crazy hacking group Anonymous?
Oh, yeah.
With their masks and all that kind of stuff. And they, they once sent thousands of faxes to the Church of Scientology.
Okay.
Now, thousands of them. Now, that would be an inconvenience, wouldn't it?
It would.
However, these faxes were all black. Just black. And it was so that, I don't know why, they just wanted to deplete all their ink cartridges.
Yeah. That would have been expensive. They're not cheap.
They're not cheap, are they?
That's so annoying.
Almost as annoying as someone saying, "Did you know that if you type bed lowercase, it looks like a bed?" It's a fact.
Everyone's going to remember that.
Well, they will.
2 points to you, Danny. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for saying well done. So how do the scores stand there? Obviously, we should take away every point that Steve's ever had.
You scored 2 and 2, so that's 4. Same for me. Steve scored 2 and -2, so he got none.
Oh, well, there you go. Hopefully, we've given you enough time at home to write those scores down into your listener pads and compare them with weeks gone by. We'll play Dinner Winners a bit later on. I've got some stuff to tell you about seagulls as well. And Joe's invented a sort of quiz that we're looking forward to.
Oh, yeah.
Not until you've had this. Here's Circa Waves. Times won't change.
Danny Wallace.
Radio X.
Well, that was Circa Waves. And this is Ashes to Ashes, David Bowie. You're with Radio X, the important broadcast. I probably should just point out at this point, Joe, that your fact about tulip bulbs being easily replaced, swapped in place of onions. Anonymous just says tulip bulbs are poisonous. So if you were rushing to a garden to maybe grab some tulips...
Yeah, don't do it.
Don't do it. You've looked it up.
There's a quick Google that suggests that you both can and shouldn't eat tulip bulbs.
Shows you shouldn't get your facts from the Poisonous Handbook.
No. Don't do it.
This is Radio X.
Danny Wallace.
Shall we look at the newspapers so that you don't have to, so that you can stride forward into your Sunday with things to say? Perhaps you're hanging out with Mum later on, you know, conversation will dry up because over the last however many decades, you know, you've talked about pretty much everything. So you need new material, don't you? That's what they deserve, the mothers of Britain. Mm. And I found this story. Tell her about this. So in China, there was this ne'er-do-well, right? A real Chinese ne'er-do-well. And he'd been breaking crimes left, right and centre. And the police were like, we have to stop this guy.
Yeah.
So they put up a wanted poster. They went round. They're trying to find pictures of him to stick on this poster. And the problem was they couldn't find any.
Oh.
Well, that's not true. They could find one. But the problem, when they put it on the poster and they put it up all around the place and on websites and said, look out for this ne'er-do-well, the photo was of the criminal when he was 5 years old. So you get this gallery of bad guys.
Yeah.
And just in the middle, just like just a five-year-old boy. And they're going, well, we know he's not five anymore, but he was five once, and this is what he looked like when he was five. So just imagine him a bit older.
Yeah.
Just put some stubble on him.
What could go wrong?
Put some stubble on him, just dress him up in sort of a man's clothes. And so people, you know, rather than looking out for him, I think they just found him quite cute.
Oh, he looks nice.
Or perhaps they were walking past kindergartens, keeping a beady eye, you know, on any, perhaps little kids were getting reported.
Yeah, there's been a real rise in toddler arrests in China.
And so they've done this, they've had to apologise, and they went, you know, so people went, have you ever done this before? And they went, no, definitely not. And they went, really? So if we look at your sort of files, no, you won't, no, definitely not. And so people looked at the files and they found two more wanted men, both toddlers. And this time, it says, the police just took the photos down, didn't even try offering an explanation. They just apologised, said they'd learnt their lesson and promised they'd never do it again.
Oh, good.
Sounds like a five-year-old. That's what they should do. If the police get into trouble for this, they shouldn't, you know, allow their pictures to be taken. They should just provide photos of them for when they were 4 or 5 years old, just dressed up as coppers.
Instead of going to prison, they just have to go on the naughty step.
That should be it. Just a statewide naughty step. If you are listening and you're from the Chinese government, that is totally free and on us. Back with more after this.
Danny Wallace.
Radio X.
Got a nice tweet in during the show from Tom Joe Wood. Mm-hmm. Choose a name. You know, Tom or Joe.
Or Wood.
Wood. Woody.
Woody. Woodrow.
Woodrow. There you go. All free. And Tom, Joe, Wood, all three of them say, for the past couple of hours of online training for work, all I've walked away with is the knowledge that tulips may or may not be a good substitute for onions.
No,
thank you very much, Danny Wallace. Well, you did say that they are.
Yeah, I did say that, and I'm really regretting. Really, really regretting.
Children could eat them.
No, don't.
Pensioners could eat them.
Feed them to your dogs.
No.
They could feed them to people in hospital on their last legs.
I especially read that to cats and dogs, they're very poisonous, so you mustn't do that. I mean, that's serious.
And you told the listeners to do that.
Yeah, you did. You told the listeners to do that, to throw away their onions.
No, I didn't say that.
You did. You said, throw away your onions. Remember when he stood up and he went, cat? Cast out your onions and shallots.
You said I'd be nervous if I was head of an onion company.
Yeah.
I did not say that.
No, you did. And I know that this is because you recently invested very heavily in a tulip farm.
No, I didn't.
You did. And
is that
you're
why
worried.
You put that flat in Holland?
Yeah. Yeah. And you're trying to offload. You're like, how can I get rid of these tulips? I know. I'll tell people they're a bit like onions. People like onions.
I read a fact that said they can be substituted, but then, following a text from a listener, I realised I'd made an error.
Sure.
And I would like everyone to know that you mustn't do it.
I mean, it's the
safe.
Equivalent of you going on air and saying you can drive drunk.
You mustn't do
that. Mustn't.
You mustn't.
Very dangerous.
Do that.
No, but that's not the bit you said. You said
that's
the first
said,
bit.
Yeah.
You said you can drive drunk.
That's no, I didn't say
well,
that. You mustn't do that.
You imply to the listener that they could have a few bevvies and go for a joyride.
No, you mustn't
it's
do
what
that.
You said the joke.
It's kind of what you said.
It's fine, mate. Just stand by
own
yourself.
Own it.
I don't own it. I'm stepping away from it.
Well, it's yours anyway.
I'm selling it.
You can't
sell it.
You can't sell a bad idea.
It's not in stock.
Danny Wallace. Radio.
X. And a comedian is one of the front runners in the first round of Ukraine's presidential elections. He has no political experience, but does play the country's president in a TV show. The weather, a mix of sunny spells and showers this afternoon, feeling colder, a high today of 14 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Josh Coop.
This is Radio X.
From Global, Danny Wallace.
Radio X.
Well, hello, it is Sunday. It is just after midday, and you are with the important broadcast where I bring news that Steve Ferdinando has rejoined Team IBS. Yeah, the IBS, the important broadcast squad, is back. Steve, did you hear the end of the news there? Did you hear about the... I want the appropriate reaction to this. I want to see if you're back, if you're firing on all cylinders. I'll just, you know, I want... Obviously, I'll write down what I think you're going to say.
Okay.
Hang on. Right, I've written that down. Let's see if we're on the same page. So, just heard the news there, Joe, about the politician in Ukraine. He's a comedian. And, of course, in Italy, there's a comedian that's running a party there.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Some would say, we've got a bunch of comedians running our government.
Am I right?
There you go. He was. Am I right? The appropriate response. Seagulls. That's what we'll be talking about in a moment.
Radio X.
Danny Wallace.
I hope wherever you are, the weather is good and the sun shines on you like praise from the heavens.
Sure. How lovely, Danny.
You never would have thought that 2 seconds before saying all that, Joe just went, right, mic's up.
Yeah, it's people often say to me, do you guys prep a lot more before you go into the links?
Sure we do. Here is something interesting that I think you will enjoy, everybody. There's a Belgian town that's hosting an unusual competition, Steve.
Okay.
A very unusual competition. It's a seagull screeching competition.
Oh, great.
How do they get the seagulls to screech?
I don't know.
They don't, Steve. They do the screeching. It says here, aspiring seagull imitators. Now, that's not a phrase you hear much.
No, it's a weird ambition.
Yeah, it's not much to aspire to, is it? I aspire to imitate a seagull. Well, you know, keep working. Keep. You know, you'll get there. You'll get there. Aspiring seagull imitators from all over Europe gathered in this Belgian town for this event. It took place in a pub. And required competitors to, it says here, channel their inner gull, both vocally and physically. And some people were doing flapping, some people were going, you know, crazy. And it says here, it sounds silly, but the gull screeching championship actually has a serious goal.
Oh, does it now?
Does it, mate? All right, go on, justify it. And it says the idea for this gull screeching thing came because seagulls get a bad rap.
They do.
And in this one town, people were really taken against the seagulls. The seagulls were stealing ice cream and sandwiches from people's hands and just being a bit messy. Or just being seagulls, really.
Yeah.
So they decided, let's portray these coastal birds in a fun and positive light. And so all these people gathered and they'd really practiced, Steve. Oh, yeah. Man. In fact, they practiced so much. We thought we'd spring this on you.
Oh, God.
So... I didn't know what to call this. We thought seagull or no gull. That didn't rhyme. Then we thought it should be called, is it a seagull or should it be seagull or me gull? I would do some.
We also had seagull or sea null.
Oh, yes, that was a good one. But we went with this. Is it a seagull?
Okay.
So what you're about to hear may be a Belgian man being a seagull or maybe a seagull. Here is the first one. Is it a seagull?
I'm going to say that it's a seagull.
No, it's a Belgian.
Yeah, it is.
It's a Belgian. What about this one? Is it a seagull?
Yeah, seagull. Straight away.
Yeah, you knew it. That was a seagull.
Yeah, you know.
It will get harder. Is this a seagull?
Yes, that's a seagull.
You're absolutely right.
Yes.
Well done. What about this? Is this a seagull?
Yeah, that's a seagull.
It's a Belgian.
It's a great game.
And finally, is it a seagull?
I hope that's a seagull.
It's a Belgian. Yeah, they're great at it, aren't they?
I've got a little. I've got a little longer clip actually of some of the best ones.
No, you're all right.
It's all right.
No, it's fine. Go on then. Seeing as you made it,
John. We don't have to listen to all of it. Here's a little taster.
Sounds like a calf being born. That's a bat.
It's literally the most annoying thing.
It really is. Let's stop it there. But do me a favour, Joe. Will you just clip that up, edit it, and get it straight to the Sony Awards?
Yes, of course,
or whatever it is these days.
Yeah, sure.
This is Radio X.
Danny Wallace.
Not sure if Mitch is back with us yet. Mitch texted us earlier to say he was popping out. He'd try and catch the end of the show. Not sure if he's back. Do let us know, Mitch, and we will tailor our content appropriately. Steve, what is my greatest strength as a broadcaster?
Yours? Mm. Oh, you've got a nice sounding voice.
I'm thinking shorter than that.
Oh.
Something practical.
You're very, very good at reading.
There you go. You got it.
Just reading, especially things you're paid to read.
Here's a live read.
Win with Radio X and the BMW X Range.
All right, Joe, how long do you want for this, ideally?
Oh, can you fit it into 45 seconds?
Well, there's not enough words, so I'm going to pad it out with this bit here.
Sure.
So this time next week, we'll be on the snowbombing road trip driven by BMW. We'll be on our way next Saturday morning with some listeners, in fact, some listeners who've won on this show and others. And Gordon Smart's going to be there, Tom Grennan. As well. That's random, isn't it? But it's good.
I can't wait.
Why not?
So make sure you're listening next weekend. We'll be giving you updates from the trip and another chance, a great chance, your chance to win your way out to the festival to join us. We'll give you VIP tickets. You can bring a mate. We'll give you flights back, flights there, accommodation, ski hire. And, well, it's supposed to say lift passes, but this says life passes, which sounds great.
Not life passes, no. Not
no,
those.
We should... Well, now I've said it, it's contractual. Yeah. We will give you a life pass.
He said it within the realms of the read, Joe.
Yeah, you'll be able to... Yeah, I'm saying BMW will give you a life pass. You'll be able to get away with anything.
No, it's a lift pass.
Anything. Not my words. The words of the Bavarian Motorworks Group. Not really. You can't do that. It's a lift pass, to be clear. It's a BMW lift pass.
The lift is not a BMW. The lift is just a ski lift.
Well, I've said it now.
It's just a ski lift up
I've
a hill.
I've said it now,
Joe. Said it, Joe.
It's a contractual thing. No, none of that. But you will get a lift pass. I've made it sound rubbish.
And the other stuff.
Yeah, but it's brilliant. And we had a great time there last year, and we want you to come out as well. So, another chance to win next week. We're going to play Dinner Winners next on Radio X.
Radio X. Danny Wallace.
Radio X.
So, Steve, since you've been away, what was the weather like in Colombia, by the way? It was Colombia.
Oh, Colombia. It was, you know, it's...
Don't care. Guess what it's like in Australia?
Hot, but overcast.
Well, it can be, can't it? It can be very hot. It can be quite hot. It can cool down a bit. It can be boiling. And we know this why.
Oh, because Curtis drops us an email every now and then.
Curtis and Jane.
And Jane, sorry, my apologies.
And sometimes Brendan.
Sometimes Brendan, yes.
Yeah.
To be honest, I knew there was two of them, but I did forget Brendan's
name. There's three I just said.
But Jane's. I would say 2.5, because Jane's only done it once.
What? No, Jane's done it a couple of times.
Dear. Actually, oh, well.
Yeah, you've been away.
Can we cut this bit out?
No. I want Jane to see the true Steve. And Jane has been in touch. Dear great leader, it's with a heavy heart that I write to you today. What started out as an email written to support a fellow countryman's analysis of the Australian weather has now developed into a cross-country crisis where I have drawn the ire of you, our great leader. This pains me almost as much as the worst possible insult one Australian could give to another when last week Curtis told me to, quote, buzz off.
Now, it's not about you, didn't he?
No, yeah. It's been kicking off, Steve.
Oh, my God.
I'm not one to overstay my welcome. Uh-oh. And so I will buzz off.
Oh, no.
As per Curtis's request. I'll try my luck offering my Australian weather reports to other well-known podcasts.
Yeah.
I've always felt that the Serial podcast would benefit from some atmospheric analysis.
You imagine.
I wish Curtis, Brendan, and the listeners of the important broadcast all the very best. And so, for the last time, the weather in Australia will be, not unlike my current mood, cloudy, with a chance of showers. 16. Jane from Australia.
Oh, no, don't go.
Well, you're the one that just said she's only worth half a listener or something for her input.
Yeah, but I was
it's
just...
people like you. It's Brendan that... Well, it's Curtis who came at her saying, oh... And that was only because he was defensive because he thought that was his thing only. And she comes in being supportive. Then Brendan comes in. Then Curtis has got the older brother coming in and trying to nick his thing. And then Jane feels ousted and Curtis lashes out. But he doesn't challenge Brendan because all his life Brendan's been doing this thing. And when will he ever stand up to Brendan? Answer, never. So what do you do? You hurt those closest to you. In this case, Jane. And he snaps at Jane. And Jane, her email says, says Jane and Grant. So she's taken. And Curtis is alone. And all he wants is to be respected by Brendan. Yeah. But Brendan won't do it, won't give him an inch. And he's hardly ever in Melbourne. And when he is, it's just like a flyby for a couple of hours.
Okay, it's okay.
I think it's worth saying.
It's okay, mate.
I've read up on these people. I've read their emails. I take it all in.
Yeah.
You know, and Curtis is a hurt soul. And now he's hurt Jane.
So others, Jane, in a way, in a kind of defence.
Whereas Brendan, as always, gets off scot-free.
Always, yeah. But, you know, Brendan's got his own stuff going on. You know, you never know. When you look under the bonnet, sometimes the engine isn't as clean as it could be.
You think Brendan's going through something, and that's why he'll never give his love to Curtis.
I just think, you know, there's a barrier there, and there's a reason for it. And they need that. That's their thing. That's not us. That's them.
What's the time over there? Can we call them?
It's either really late or really early.
It's always one of them, isn't it?
It's always one of them. Never midday in Australia.
Let's see if we can get them together, Joe, on the line one day.
I'll see what I can do.
Great.
Danny Wallace.
This is Radio X.
The Jam, Town Called Malice on Radio X. Steve, you were just telling me something very interesting there about that particular track, weren't you?
Yeah, it featured in the film Billy Elliot. Oh,
did it really?
Yeah, Billy Elliot, wow. Yeah. Because Billy Elliot was filmed in the 90s.
Filmed in the 90s, but set somewhat earlier, wasn't it?
Set in the 70s and 80s. And of course, Town Called Malice was a hit in the
80s. Then, wasn't it? Yeah.
Also a song about working class life.
Yeah, so it would sum up the era and the social attitudes.
Exactly, yes.
All right then, okay.
Let's keep that off air from now on. Mitch is back with us. Mitch popped out earlier. He's now listening again, so we are free to progress with dinner winners. Again, Mitch is back. So, what did you eat this week, Steve? That's the big question. And what did I eat and who ate the best? Joe will judge. And we begin, as always, Joe,
with Monday.
Monday.
Well, I was in Monday. No, in London, in fact.
You were in Monday?
I was in Monday. I was all over it. 24 hours non-stop. I do it every week. I was in London on Monday night, and just yards from my Soho hotel, I heard tell of a tiny Sri Lankan restaurant with food to die for. Now, never knowingly eaten Sri Lankan, and knowing it would definitely beat Steve, I looked at my watch. It opened in 2 minutes. I could be there in less than one and beat the crowds. So out of my hotel I dashed, like something out of a British romantic comedy, and to the Sri Lankan I went. Anyway, they didn't let me in.
Oh, no.
It was absolutely rammed. And they didn't want to give just a table for one. So I had a lonely curry next to a table full of witless businessmen who were all making fun of each other. But the decadence of a Monday night jalfrezi will live with me forever.
Ooh, nice. Well, I had jet lag on Monday. And despite the fact...
Sounds disgusting.
Yeah, it's all right, actually. But despite the fact that I've said for years that jet lag doesn't actually exist and it's just being tired, it turns out it definitely does exist. So I felt a bit like the ingredients of the inside of a cocktail shaker. Mm. So there's only one thing for it when you
talk about it. So jet lag exists.
So jet lag exists. That's just,
so you've experienced it, and now you can tell everyone else.
Yeah.
So what did you have for dinner, Steve?
I was tired, so I had a pizza, but the flavour was a margarita. Oh, do pizzas have flavours, or are they like separate individual dishes? I don't know. Is it?
Work it out before you go on air.
Anyway, it was a plain pizza.
I'm going to go for the jalfrezi because it's what I fancy right now.
Good.
So, yeah, there you go. It's a point for you on Monday as we move into Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Well, I remain in London. Where shall I go now? Well, a red neon sign catches my eye as I wander down Shaftesbury Avenue, just a stone's throw from Chinatown. And it's enough to make me stop in my tracks because a Thai meal is exactly what I crave. And so in I go. Oh, that's odd. It's upstairs. Well, okay, up I go. And... Who's this odd man walking down? He doesn't look like a restaurant goer. Why is he smirking at me? Oh, God, I hope this is a restaurant. This better be a restaurant. And now I'm panicking, thinking of the neon sign, the stairs, Soho. Got to go through some double doors now. And there's a lot of signs saying, to restaurant. Almost as if it's protesting too much, saying, this is definitely a restaurant. This isn't something else. But it is. It is a restaurant. And I had the beef and holy basil with extra chilli and a side of Thai greens. And the decadence of a Tuesday night Thai will live with me forever.
Well, I know you're looking at me now that I'm back from Colombia as a kind of Anthony Bourdain, Michael Palin jet-setting character.
Yeah.
Soak sampling.
Jet-setting doesn't exist.
Sampling?
It's just called going quickly.
sampling local delicacies. But in my private moments, guys, I'm actually a simple man.
We know that.
Of simple taste.
Sure. And so, what do you have for dinner?
You know, I'm going to say chicken, rice and coleslaw.
The classic.
The classic.
So a Thai meal in a definite restaurant.
Yeah.
Or chicken on a bed of coleslaw or whatever.
I was staying true to myself, though.
The Ferdinando special, though, wasn't it?
It was.
It's nice to have home comforts sometime. I did enjoy, for part of yours, Danny, you were in the present tense. That was different.
Thank you. Yeah. It lent it a sense of immediacy.
Oh, no, I saw what you were doing.
Inside the mind of the broadcaster.
I saw what you were doing. It was nice. It's nice to have Steve back, and home comforts win out here. Steve takes the points. It's 1-1 as we move into Wednesday.
Wednesday. Well, another day, another dollar. Hard at the grindstone, nose to the mill, one eye on the footsie. What I mean is, I'd been working and eating healthy lunches, and right opposite my hotel. Well, what's that? Let's go Chinese. Sure, the chef's outside coughing, and the windows look like they've been sneezed on, but how bad can it be? Answer, not bad at all. Let's go crazy. Let's go quarter crispy duck with pancakes. Let's ask the waiter what he'd order. And when he suggests yellow bean curry, say no. I want kung po chicken, bit of spice, bring the rice, let's do this. In just 3 days, I've done Indian, Thai, Chinese. This is the life of a wandering minstrel, but pity me not, for the decadence of a Wednesday night Chinese will live with me forever.
Sorry, he's just having takeaway meals every night. This is nonsense.
Well, I can't go home, cook a meal and come back to the hotel.
Well, okay, here's what
do you want me to do? Buy a lettuce?
You can do a bit of cooking.
Just eat a lettuce.
Well, on Wednesday, I just let the world do what the world does best. Sometimes you can't fight these things, and I craved pasta and meatballs, and why not? So I had that classic combination of fresh basil, garlic, and that is what I treated myself to. All the typical ingredients in there, plus a healthy dash of 2017 Malbec.
Oh.
Inclusion of the beverage there.
That's clever. It's a canny move.
In my meatballs, yeah.
You nearly had me on the quarter duck pancakes.
Come on.
You know. But Steve makes a good point. You were just having takeaway food every
I wasn't
night.
Having takeaways. I was having the restaurant experience, restaurant quality meals.
Thursday he's going to have cheesy chips.
Steve is taking the points because that sounds like a Ferdinando genuine
this
Italian.
Is very controversial. There are going to be people shouting.
It's 2-1 to Steve. We move into Thursday.
Thursday.
Let's calm things down a bit. All right. It's been a heck of a week. Let's take some baby gem lettuce, chop it up, grab a radish, carrot, red onion, bit of feta, why not? Chop up a cucumber, handful of cherry tomatoes, and whatever else you have in your fridge, and you have made a chopped salad. Clean, crisp, hydrating, and so good for the soul. It's those three words you've never heard before. Thursday, night, salad. Not decadent, but good, and immediately forgettable.
Yeah.
Often on this show, I'm likened to a kind of Dickensian urchin, depicted as part of Fagin's gang, gobbling up bread that falls from better culinary tables. You know what? There's nothing wrong with that. So on Thursday, I had bangers and mash, good old-fashioned British food, and Oliver himself would have been right to ask for more.
You weren't sure of that line when you wrote it, were you?
Oh, God.
Bangers and mash versus a salad, Danny. I think you know you're onto a difficult one there. So it's 3-1 to Steve.
Whoa.
Danny, you need the double points for Friday to bring this back to a draw. Here we go, it's Friday.
Friday.
Well, a Friday night curry. Come off it. I can't hit Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday with the three greatest food nations of all and then follow up with a Friday night curry. No. Pull up, abort. Give me a small steak, cooked well.
Ooh.
Pop some spinach on the side for eye and a few potatoes. A few potatoes for luck. And okay. Well, we seem to have kale in the house, and even though this will give Joe an easy target, I'm willing to risk it. So it was a Friday night steak, as if I were Frank Sinatra himself, and I'm having it my way. And that, well, that is decadence.
Potatoes aren't lucky. Steve, what did you have on Friday?
Friday night curry.
What?
Prepared by my old man, Malcolm.
Okay, that ruins it.
No, he's a very, very good curry maker.
Oof, okay.
I did have a glass of white wine with it.
Oh, now he's bringing that into it.
Just saying, mate.
White with steak. Ooh. Oh, no, you had curry. Yeah. Was it chicken?
It was chicken, yeah.
I don't think this has happened before. Steve, you win this week's dinner winner by 5-1.
Oh, no!
An absolute smashing
what
of Wallace.
What the heck is going on?
Welcome to the big leagues.
Danny Wallace.
Radio X.
Catfish and the Bottle Men there on Radio X. Joe wants
See, you don't like it when I give you a line, do you? Because you don't...
I was going to do it.
No, go on then.
It's go just on. A weird thing to say.
No, it's fine. You don't have to...
10 seconds
I never give you a script. You don't have to say what I've told you to say. It's just a vague idea of what I want you to say.
But there's no other way of saying it.
Go on,
like, I can't make it my own.
Go on,
10 seconds before he says, I'll say this.
Call no, it, say something like it.
I'll say what you told me to
go
say.
Go on, then.
Catfish and the Bottle Men, a British band.
Radio X.
The best of British.
So there you go.
British band, eh?
Yeah, that's right.
Yes,
yeah,
they are a British band. They're from North Wales.
That's really interesting because we're actually doing a competition at the moment.
You're kidding me?
Well, it's not really a competition.
No, it's not a competition at all, Steve.
It's not a competition. This is a mess. So I've got to say this is a British band and that leads us into Best of British and then Steve's going to explain
then
what
you could
is
say something
else.
Like, what? Steve, tell me about Best of British.
Steve, what's going on with this Best of British thing?
So you know how Catfish and the Bottom are a British band?
I totally know that. Yeah,
right. We're actually trying to find out what the best British song is.
Ah.
Yeah, so we're asking our listeners to go to our website or app and vote for what they think the best British song is. We'll then put all those votes together and then that'll be revealed. We do this every year.
Yeah.
And so this year on Easter weekend...
So just British bands?
Just British bands, yeah.
And
yeah,
just
yeah.
the best of what they do?
Best of what they do.
So the, presumably the songs are British too?
Yeah, so I mean, we all have a favourite British song, don't
we?
Do.
What's your favourite British song, Steve?
Mine would probably be Waterloo Sunset by the Kinks.
Absolutely,
oh, yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, but I am a southerner, so maybe that's why. Mm. How about you, Joe?
Yeah, what about you, Joe?
Probably Love on the Rocks with No Ice by The Darkness.
Sure. Best of British.
How about you, Dan?
I'd go Catfish and the Bottom End Longshot.
Well, if you head on to radiomix.co.uk, yeah. you can actually vote for that now and you get 3 votes. And I've seen Under the Bonnet because I
oh, who's
on
won?
The website. So I know who's winning.
Who's won? Who's winning? Who's won?
We'll find out who's won on Easter Monday.
Let's find out now.
No.
No, because it's unfair to set that up for the listener and then
no,
just whip it away.
We'll find out on Easter Monday.
No, who's won?
I'm not going to tell you.
Joe, what's...
Radio X.
The best of British.
Well, that worked. So...
It's gone really well. All things considered.
Look, we're coming to the end of the show. And it's important, isn't it, to include the listener, not just talk at them, not just bark orders and instructions like a bunch of ninnies. So let's include you with a little bit of small talk, it being Mother's Day. 83936. Please do tell us, what's your mum's name? 83936. What's your mum's name?
Shout out to your mum.
Yeah, so for example, Steve, what could a mum's name be?
What could any mum's name be? Barbara.
Susan.
Carol.
Jennifer.
Angie.
Deborah.
Hannah.
Absolutely it could. A lot of Hannahs are younger, but there could be some older Hannahs.
Could be.
Vivian.
Vivian's a good
one.
Name.
That's a good one. That's
a good one. Double points if you get a Vivian.
Yeah, if there's a Viv out there.
Sandra. Anyway, these are just examples. 83936, what's your mum called?
Radio X.
X.
Danny Wallace.
Linkin Park, Numb. Not a British band. So you're with the important broadcast. If you just tuned in, that's not me being sort of xenophobic or disparaging
not
in some way.
Not a British band.
Not a British band.
And yet we play them.
It was to do with something I said on air a little bit earlier. Please don't write in. Unless you're going to tell me the name of your mum. What with it being Mother's Day, we thought we'd give a bit of a shout out to the mums. But also it's just interesting, isn't it? Finding out what someone else's mum's name is. Honestly it is. So Anonymous says, my mum's name is Ursula.
Happy Mother's Day, Ursula.
Happy Mother's Day.
Anonymous says, I have a Vivian mother. Yes. So we were asking for that. It's good. Two V's, two I's, two E's, two N's. That's how she remembers it.
Happy Mother's Day.
Especially to Vivian, happy Mother's Day.
Absolutely. Gary from Nantwich. Well, his mum's name is Philomena.
Oh, happy Mother's Day, Philomena.
Anna says Janice, but it's Jan to friends. She's very chilled like that.
Oh, well, happy Mother's Day, Jan.
Yeah. Jamie in Manchester. His mum's called Julie.
Oh, happy
Anonymous's mum is called Cheryl. Rich in Oldham says, my mum's called Mum. Or Mrs. Mercer to everyone else.
Oh, happy Mother's Day.
Strict woman. Sue, well, her mum's called Jean. We've got a Pauline, a Catherine, a Winifred, another Jean, and Eleanor Maria.
Oh, happy Mother's Day, Eleanor.
Happy Don't Mother's you. Day to all of them.
Yeah, well, I'm going to keep going. Corinne, June, Haley, Carol, Gloria, Laura, Sally, Babs, Jean, Sam, Ellen. Oh, Helen.
Ooh. Weren't expecting one of them.
Yeah, I threw that in. And there's an Anne and an ours. Mine's a Trudy.
Oh, my mum?
Yeah.
Mine's a Sue.
Oh.
Mine's a Geraldine.
Well, happy Mother's Day to all the different mothers. We'll be back same time, same place next week. We'll be on the air, but
we got a little moment to explain what's going on.
Well, why don't you explain it?
Me?
Yeah.
Not my show, mate.
Quite right. That was a test. We're going to Austria for the snow bombing festival. This time next year, we'll be on the road, won't we, Steve?
Cramped up, man. This is the year-long trail we've got for this.
and we'll be enjoying the snow bombing festival. And don't forget, you can listen out to Radio X all next week. And there will be another chance where you can join us on the snow bombing road trip. Until then, we will say goodbye. I'm going to leave you with this thought. We've got a Mother's Day. Hey? Well, there's one for dads.
Oi.
Hey.
This
is Radio X.
Danny Wallace.
Well, there you go. That was another broadcast, podcast, non-broadcast podcast from your important broadcast.
Wow.
I guess one day we'll have that transcribed and we'll work out whether it made sense.
You know what?
What?
That was a great show.
I really enjoyed myself.
I feel like it was like a nice warm shower at the end of a long, hard day.
Not a hot shower, just a warm shower.
Yeah.
And you're in it and you're like, does this get any hotter?
Yeah, you're like, it's not cold enough to get out of.
Yeah,
but
it's almost not worth having.
Yeah, it's like, I'll stay in, but yeah. I'm not enjoying it as much as I normally.
And then you get out and you're like, is there a problem with like the water pressure or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, you call your landlord.
Yeah. Is there a problem with the heating? Oh, well, a lot of people have showers around now after work. So
This show is the fourth shower had in the day,
yeah,
in the house. Sure. So the hot water's running out.
Oh, so you've not got a combi boiler?
Yeah, no, I don't.
What would the combi boiler be in this metaphor? Would that be the support of upper management?
Sorry, whilst you were treading all very carefully through a metaphor, I made it quite literal in the end.
Yeah, no, the combi boiler is upper management. The shower is the show.
The shower is the show. The combi boiler is the upper management. So we really need, you know, their support to force the water through.
So are we...
Don't forget, that's a microphone.
Sorry. Are we the showered, like the people having the shower, or
the
listener
the
water?
Is the no, the listener is the water. Showery.
We're the shampoo.
We're the shampoo.
You're not... Do you understand metaphors?
No.
Joe's like, we're the tiles.
We're some unusually coloured grout they bought off a website. Well, we'll be back same time next week with a very special show. I don't know why I said that.
We'd be the shower radio, wouldn't we? Because you get one of those little shower radios.
No, you still not got it. You still not got it. See ya! Radio X.